me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Thanks for checking out Douglas and Dragons, where Twitter Weed and Pathfinder collide.
This is what happens when you find out one of your buddies has never roleplayed before.
You guys all got your shit together? You ready for things?
So ready.
I'm asking the man in the mirror, John. Oh, I'm sorry. You could ask that. Yeah.
We're asking the man in the mirror if he's ready for a new episode of Douglas and Dragons.
Yeah. And ladies, too.
Don't forget Denise.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doug Michelle, and I'm here with my good friends, Jason Farrell, Alan White, Jason Ford, and our game daddy, John Bunger. Game Daddy John Bunger, what happened last time on Douglas and Dragons?
On last Douglas and Dragons, you guys fought Brildoran!
Oh, Brildoran.
I'm ready for him to be gone.
The magma dragon.
Forever.
And yeah. You fought him and he ran away.
Yeah, but he will return when we least expect it.
He did live.
The second season.
Right now would technically be when I would least expect it.
And you saved your friends Kylesa, Glenn Fizgig, and Ragnarok. Wrestling champion of the prehistoric Demi Blaine. And you saved them, and he had them captured. And you had already cleared out the caverns to the west of Wolfseer, of the secret invasion force of serpent folk that Graka the Cruel had employed. However, before the main army had arrived, you cleared them out. So that is one little secret thing that he no longer has over you guys. So that's good, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'd say that's good.
We think so. We're waiting to find out.
All right. But you know the army is on its way. And
still.
You guys are tired. You're out of spells. You're worn out. It's been a long day.
This is definitely true.
You have your airship. Your airship has come, and you guys can hop on and hop back to Wolfseer if you'd like. If you have no other business to take care of.
Yep. And now that everything's settled down, I'll reveal that I took the pearl or whatever it was called.
Of great price.
Maybe it wasn't a pearl.
You had the thingy. Yeah, there's the thing you got from the serpent folk. A big magical orb. It replenished all of... It was like a mega pearl of power, and it replenished all of Haz's spells. But now it's deactivated. It no longer has any magical glow to it. Perhaps maybe just a faint echo of it. Maybe it's recharging. Maybe it's done. You don't know how it works.
But regardless, I give it to Haz.
Yeah, you tricked him. You know, you stuck back and got it. It worked out well. You guys do know that he flew off. He didn't fly back into the caverns. He had some treasure in there. But, you know, lots of gold and stuff. You didn't inspect the treasure. You could go grab it up, or you could just get back to town.
You guys could.
Okay, yeah, okay. So, back on your shit. In your ship.
We're back on our
back on our bush.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I misheard that, but then
You're back on your ship. We're getting ready, heading back to Wolfseer. It's just like an hour or so. Back
I'm taking a shit. Fucking nap.
How many of you go right to sleep, and how many of you are waiting?
Sleep. I sleep wherever I land.
Get to town.
Well, want to sleep, but I'm not going to sleep for an hour and then get up. So I'll stay awake. I guess.
I will.
We got rooms on this.
Yeah, you guys can. I mean, you guys can just ship. Start your rest. Whatever. Noni will fly the ship.
I'll sleep on the dock. It's probably darker than Alan's room.
Where do we live right now?
We live on the airship.
It's like a flying motorhome.
The Lucent Claw. Day-Day's follower. Daylan's follower. Percy Gardrick. Purse Thregardrick's the Silver Dragon.
He can't say it either.
This is the ship his father gave him before he left the elemental plane of air.
On loan.
And now it's like
it's ours now because he died, right?
Yeah, he died.
So it's kind of like Daemon's ship, really, because Percy's his follower, but you know.
Well, not really. He's his own dragon.
Yeah. He's a silver dragon.
He has his own little secret dragon, you know.
Which is really weird.
Lair on the bottom of the ship.
Kind of weird.
Badass. Yeah, you can't get to it unless you fly.
Yeah, only me and him hang out.
We all can fly.
Yeah.
Right, well, but I'm saying...
not if quite all of us.
Well, but yeah, you cannot fly right now, Doug.
Yeah, speaking of which, though,
Jackson has a ripped carpet.
I got you, buddy. I'm going to repair that thing.
He's going to mend the shit out of that.
First thing in the morning or right now?
First thing in the morning, I gotta memorize the spell before I can do it. Yeah, unless you want to give me my needle and thread out, but
You will have to consider your spell selection after you wake up. However,
I know
because I think as I you approach the city,
oh no,
the overcast skies show it's nighttime now. No stars, no moon are shining through. Just the lights of the city, the torches are illuminating the sky above, and in the distance, to the north, along the lamplack river, you see a red glow. Surely, the fires of Graka's army.
Oh, wow.
They will be here sometime tomorrow.
In like 8 hours.
Sometime tomorrow. Okay, all right. This will be an uneasy sleep. This is like that episode of Game of Thrones. Where should we all have like conversations about, you know, because we're all going to die tomorrow and we can make somebody a knight. Who wants to be a knight?
You know? I drink a Starbucks.
Dunstan. Well, yeah. Nobody leave their Starbucks cup Dunstan. Living on it.
Dunstan's in the past. He's Coven's great, 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 great grandfather.
Man,
that's fucked up.
It's justice, is what I think they call that.
Wait, I don't remember this, but that sounds good.
Do you remember Dunstan DP. And his crew? I mean, I remember up in the past.
Yeah, I remember DP.
The game we played in Chicago.
The game we played in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they ended up in the past, and now he's like Quoven's ancestor or something.
That tracks.
That part. Yeah, I did not realize.
Well, I mean, it
explains a lot.
Flavor text.
Yeah.
It's box text.
Retcon.
So you fly to Wolfseer. What do you direct Noni to do with the ship? Just hover above the city?
Hover.
Throughout the night, land in Ember Lake.
Why don't we just hover forever and just let all the little ants down below sort themselves out?
That's a boring
game. Does this thing take fuel?
It's magically Crystal. Just magic. You don't have to worry about it.
Magically magic.
Just well, magic.
No. I think everybody should be inside the walls, right? I mean, we're going to get attacked.
Yeah, we should be.
I should have all my followers inside the walls as protected as possible. So, land.
Okay. So, usually you guys like to hang out over here at the Ember Lake Brewery.
Hell yeah. Is there room for our ship?
You can always just...
There's a lake right there.
It is watertight. You can land right there and dock if you'd like.
Submerge it?
I'm not even looking at the map, but I remember.
Start docking.
I guess water... Yeah.
Well, we didn't say submerge it safely.
We're coming in hot and butter, John.
Poke some holes on the side of it. Trying to find this repair spell that I saw.
I'm going to fly so fucking far. John, you're not going to be able to stop me anymore. Falling far and free.
My price for this service is just one invisibility ring.
Oh, man. That's so lucky.
That's a
fucking even trade if I've ever heard one.
The greatest dilemma we've seen
flying
thus
is better,
far.
Flying is better than
this whole campaign. Than invisibility.
But
oh, no, not that I would do that to my
pretty
buddy.
Pretty fucking rad.
I wouldn't do that precious. To my buddy.
Jeez. I appreciate that.
So sad how he just wanders around going, I go invisible.
Okay, so is there anything you want to do before you rest?
Yeah, looks like I'm
set up your watch.
Yeah, like full up on hit points. We definitely get some of these followers to do the watch, yeah? Right?
Did you want to update anybody or talk to anybody or anything?
Yeah, do we do the full... This is like coming... Yeah, we do the full...
This is like Doug explaining a movie.
We go find everyone's dialogue tree and exhaust all of the everybody.
We don't. We probably don't even get any rest.
Yeah, let's get this. No, we did. We definitely do. Let's get the state of the. Let's get the Union? State of the defenses from, you know, some kind of whatever leaders of the national town guard or whatever.
Yeah, who's in charge now?
Nobody. We didn't leave anybody in charge.
It's the lady. Lieutenant Commander from Magnamar.
The lady is drawn by Frank Miller.
Lieutenant Commander Mabel Rothrock Garrick.
The one in the lingerie?
Rothrock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's an action. She
definitely knows
figure.
Kung Fu. Absolutely. And is a tremendous actress.
Yeah. Mabel Rothrock Garrick. She is in charge now of the city kind of by default. Since, you know, Wolseer is a holding of Magnemar, and the mayor was assassinated.
Yep.
Which you got, you know.
All caught up in.
And then we Wagon revenged.
If you want to run over there and talk to her and give her the lowdown, you would learn. They have been working hard to get more soldiers from Magnemar. Professor Ramus Spengler from the Ruffencraft Academy has been assisting with teleportation spells to bring soldiers.
Bolster up the forces.
The headmaster Ramus Spengler, I should say, the Ruffencraft Academy.
Put respect on his name.
Yeah. And so they've been reinforcing. You think they hope that by tomorrow there will be an additional 70 plus soldiers from Magnemar. Hopefully a total of 100 conscripted soldiers from Magnemar. Which would help immensely. So she can give you the rundown of the numbers. So if it was here. All right.
Give me the numbers.
Yeah. Here's what level are they at?
All the numbers.
Here's what we got. We have you guys. Have proven yourselves to be dynamic, powerful,
handsome,
just useful. Without you all, we already know we would not stand much of a chance.
Tell me more about my eyes.
Of course, you also have all of Danelin's followers.
Yes, Sparky.
Mainly Percy, of course.
Especially Sparky.
But then Sparky and Gim and everybody else.
Sparky,
I'm ready to go.
He's rooting tooting.
They can grab, you know, they can add to the numbers if needed. You have your allies from Minkover, namely Rashmi, the Oracle, and her axe beaks. You have the monks, Sister Jadis, and students. She brought a few students with her.
Sister Christian.
Three or four students. You have the wizard girl bartender, the DP had a crush on, Mizaki. She was there. That group was actually with you on your ship. They came and was one of the three groups that helped clear out the caverns. You have Kylesa, Glenn Fizgig, and his mammoth, and the Saurian soldiers, including Gragonok, the wrestling champion of Pristark to be played.
Do you smell what Gragonok is cooking?
of course, you have Radagus, Hot Rad, and the few clergy from the Temple of Arrasla that are willing to fight.
It's a veritable cavalcade of stars.
You have... you have about the total sum of city guard from Wolfseer is 29, including Big Sherm, your friend.
Big Sherm.
From who went to same junior high. Local at Bobcats.
Yeah.
Big fan.
You have 100 and just over 150 conscripted citizens from Wolfseer that can fight.
Okay.
The majority of people have fled south to Galduria, which is the town along the western coast of Ember Lake.
I take their shit.
Where everybody looks so goofy.
Yeah. Well, Galduria is home of the Twilight Academy, which is a small wizarding school. And
Hogwarts.
She, in fact, Lieutenant Commander Rothrock, Mabel Rothrock Garrick, she informs you that...
Cynthia Rothrock.
That a few of the students... And one faculty member of the Twilight Academy have arrived. You can talk to them tomorrow if you'd like. So you have a little bit of a couple wizards, young wizards you can add to your ranks.
I heard one of them is British. Is that true?
Absolutely.
With a scar on his forehead.
I'm sure.
Okay. I just that's what I should heard earlier. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So they're
confirmed British.
So including herself, she has 4 Magnemar city guards with her, but they like she said, she hopes to bring in a total of 100 conscripted soldiers from Magnemar. Now the problem is they couldn't just march a whole army up here because they've been being attacked by Sahuagin on a regular basis on the coast. So they were really reluctant to send anybody at all, but she convinced them to send at least enough people, you know, to help bolster the ranks. And that's what you got.
And Dominicus and Republicus.
You figure, however, even though that's a sizable force and you have the walls of the city, thankfully, you do think that there are well over 500 total soldiers in Graka's army. You are outnumbered at least 2-1. Closer to 600, probably. Including a number of giants, which is going to be...
All right, I think the first thing we do is to round up all our cavalry and have them ride off into the darkness so they can die without contributing anything to the defense of the city.
No, that's a... No. Why? Are you on their side?
He's a spy.
You're Graka.
No, I'm just a terrible writer who continued this story from when the real writer left off.
Ooh. Yeah. Below the belt.
Bad idea. Right.
Let's go to bed. Thank you for your assistance. Good luck tomorrow.
Is there a deployment plan?
Wisely.
Oh, I heard that.
Did you guys get
that? It seems the army will be here sometime midday, but perhaps there'll be scouting forces before that. We can work up how we'll split up the forces and where to send them in the morning. Get your rest, replenish your spells, choose them wisely. We'll need
8th level spells?
No. Maybe after this fight.
If we live.
If you survive, absolutely.
And then who needs them?
So where are we going for breakfast in the morning? This is what
Is there a buffet?
Burned to the ground.
I assume that you are letting your followers keep an eye out, and they will wake you.
Well, I want
triple watches.
I want Dominicus to get his sleep.
I want everybody to make sure they're rested, of course.
Yeah. So I want to make sure that, and I also want to have some real life affirming, massive, thunderous sex.
Yep.
So,
the cheeks are slapping.
Which one do you want to do? Do you want to get some sleep, or do you want to?
Like a real Archie and Veronica situation.
Well, you're going to get really good sleep after.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Life affirming sex works, and then knock out like. Nothing's happening.
We might not survive the day.
That's
Let's
all
try yeah. that thing I was in.
O'Shea does ask to see if Rashmi wants to get high. Didn't O'Shea and Rashmi used to hang out?
O'Shea's situation.
Oh, got a lot of ladies to choose from.
Echo is nowhere to be seen. Because if you remember, when Rashmi showed up,
I don't remember.
O'Shea was all about like, hey, you want to get back? You want to get her? And Echo left the room, slamming the door in the Ember Lake Brewery. O'Shea is sleeping by himself tonight.
I still want to go see if Rashmi wants to get high. I mean, you don't got to role play it, but that's just, I roll to go see if Rashmi wants to
smokes,
get high.
She smokes out. You can roll a nat 20 on your charisma check, and it will not be enough. And she's to do anything beyond, you know, catching up a little bit.
Hold hands.
I'm not even, you know what? That's fine. I wouldn't even, I just enjoy your company.
Yeah.
So whatever. We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time.
Break that cherry wine out, baby.
You're a good man in your own way.
I have qualities.
Yeah. I mean, He's got merits.
You know, let's talk after the battle. Let's not get distracted with...
Let me just roll this 20. Okay.
So close. So close.
11. Yeah. Lucky 11.
You know.
My room is next to...
Hey! Right? All right, well, you have a good night.
Yeah. So, I guess I'll see you later.
See you at the big battle tomorrow.
Yeah, you, me, and all them. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good luck tomorrow. All right,
Colvin.
My room is next to Haz's, and I'm in the corner in a fetal position with my hands over my ears and
embrace.
Wrap your griffin wings around yourself into like a shell.
Hoping it all ends soon. But it doesn't. Yeah.
It's not ending soon.
It's not. Roll a fortitude check for Haz.
And then just when you thought it was over, they're just.
Just when you thought it was, we were finished. Then
roll a fortitude save for Haz. Just
the refraction ends. The refraction period was. It's
like these dudes are on Cialis, and it's.
Here we go. Here we go.
Roll a 20.
Come on, 20. What did
it say? Can I roll a 20 for them to stop, John?
Am I knocked completely out?
Nat 20!
Fucking motherfucker.
Fucking legend.
I'm 32.
Fucking legend.
42. You just rolled a 32 for fucking, dude. That's so good. A nat 20. That's so good.
That's fucking perfect.
All night long.
Yeah. All night. Oh, my man.
Now I'm blushing. I mean, up and down the walls,
good
up
for you.
Across the whole situation. Yeah. Cast fly, we do it up there.
Save your spells.
Get some mage.
Don't use all your spells during.
Get some mage hand going.
Oh, no.
That's a cantrip.
Fingers everywhere.
Yeah. Perfect. Wow.
All the holes were filled.
Awesome. It is life affirming. Absolutely.
So life affirming. I want some kind of, so I get to roll all my spells tomorrow at advantage, right? Oh, wrong game.
Oh man,
I do, because that Shaylin is just full of power now.
All of my amazing transfers are all just like
at one point in the middle of the night, Haz goes to Day-Day's door and is like, I need you to do a healing.
On my very upgraded dick.
No, because you get a boner. Because you get the instant boner. And so he's like, just do it.
Oh no, I just
do the boner.
Rub the root.
Rub it harder, faster. Man.
Oh my gosh!
Perfect.
Wow. If anybody deserved a good romp in the hay, I think not.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Perfect.
Say that about yourself.
How's armor vested?
You didn't say it about his character.
My character. Not me. My
perfect.
Character. Although I think I do too, but...
Hey, you know, treat yourself.
treat yourself. That's our that's subtitle a phrase, for tonight's episode.
Phrase of the day. Okay. So
okay, all right.
That happened.
The morning comes.
Nobody on the ship got any fucking sleep, is what
fucking
you're saying.
Follow that up.
Nobody but Haz and Dominicus.
Nobody got their spells back. Nobody got any hit points.
Gosh,
I'm a fucking wreck.
No. Can we cut to the bloodshot eyes? Cut to breakfast when
Need coffee.
Cloven's sitting there needing coffee, and Haz walks in whistling.
Yeah. And I'm like, motherfucker.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Is it? Is it, Alan? Is it Haz? It's fucking beautiful, huh? Yeah.
He's got fucking songbirds landing on his shoulder and shit.
I got a little rain cloud over me.
So next day comes, there's a light rain as you wake up. And still overcast and gloomy.
Oh, that should be good for anybody who wants to cast spells to marshal the forces over our heads and cast lightning on those bastards.
As you step outside of the ship, water flows through the cobblestones and the mud splashes below your boots as you walk. Good.
Wait. As we walk to make a plan, I turn to Day Day and I'm like, what's up with my carpet, dog?
Alright, let's give this a try. It's gonna depend on how powerful a magic item this thing is.
Well,
shit, it's not a
before you do thing. That, you gotta prepare your spells, so
Do we heal up before, John?
You heal?
Are we gonna be full tilt boogie?
Oh, ask your cleric about that. You have other clerics on the ship. You have Galene. She has some healing spells.
Juice
first level healing spells. You have potions and stuff.
Last you time guys we played, I offered to heal you guys.
My hit points look good.
I was converting my whatever spells I had left to healing, and everybody should be full.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
I have 161 right now.
That seems full.
Yeah. So yeah,
you're a fucking tank.
So you wake up.
I'm prepared to have full.
You guys spend your hour preparing spells. Have you decided on everything that you're going to prepare? Be sure to do it specifically.
I've been doing that while we've been talking.
I'm thinking that I should have as many offensive spells as possible, so I'm not going to do the getaway contingency combination.
Man, we're not running. So no, we're in this. That doesn't. We won't need that.
Right.
Yeah, this is a last stand situation.
Absolutely.
If we lose here, it's Pathfinder 2.0 for everybody.
Starting again at level one.
Okay.
So do you have any specific spells you want to call out, Alan?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me, and I do.
Okay, yeah.
Do Chase.
Just going to tell you.
What you have. On.
Hold on, I just forgot.
I forgot.
Okay. All right. I won't read them all, but the ones that I don't normally
use. That's perfect. What are they?
Okay, let me go through those real quick. I have Dictum now. And go ahead and make all your
jokes. I know all about that.
I was going to say, whoa. I think.
You should have given us more time on that one, Jay. I just laid that on us like right now.
I know, sorry. I should have given you notes before the episode.
We could have had.
Can I please?
Shop it.
Dictum damn near killed him.
Please do if I use it. Yeah. All right. That's kind of like holy word, but better, just I think.
Facts. But it's with your penis.
I think Kazarmaveth spoke a holy word last night.
Several.
He was speaking in tongues. Cure serious wounds mass.
Oh. Yeah.
That's helpful.
What's the radius on that bad boy?
I don't know. I'll look it up later.
Don't spoil it.
Sure, yeah.
Undeath to death. That's a 6th level spell. Basically just kills undead. Breath of life, which is a healing spell that can also resurrect somebody if they just died.
Like within a minute or something?
With no muss, no fuss. No, around.
it's gotta be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta do, but if anybody important falls in front of me, I could use that. Dimensional anchor, which stops people from teleporting and such.
Oh.
Well, learn from the past, right?
Yeah.
I'm also making sure I have invisibility purge. I've had that before, but I mentioned that. I don't always have it. And make hole, of course, which is what I'm planning to use on. Yeah, you guessed it.
Wow. No, but it already has a hole in it.
Right.
No.
Make whole.
Whole.
All right, very good. Has Hazarmaveth decided and prepared his spells for the day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a bull strength and mass cat's grace because I want to juice up O'Shea. I want to juice up Quoven and as many of the fighters.
What about me?
Do you want you need it to be no, in the
person?
That was Kylessa.
Give Percy some bull strength.
Whoever needs it, be in this radius when I can.
Man, Glenn Fisgate, get him in here, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Muscles on muscles. The tornado on muscles for muscles. Everyone.
Yep.
Your bull strength then?
Yeah, it's going to be +4. But that's when I cast it, though.
I'm not writing it down yet. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm.
Is he doing it? Is it happening?
Write down.
Is it?
Roll initiative.
Am I spelling this right?
So that's for the group. One lucky player can have some stone skin. Yeah, I don't have masked stone skin, unfortunately.
Let's fight over it.
I'm thinking Quoven, since he does so much fighting face to face, foot to foot.
Just go ahead and say it, because he runs off right in the middle of all the enemies.
That as well. And I'm going to have a dimension door just in case somebody needs to be from one place to another place real quick. Like if Day-Day, you see somebody falling that needs to not die, then and, maybe...
just out of curiosity, how many fireballs are you preparing?
All of them.
Well, one from the third level, which is normal, and then... what have I got in the fourth levels? I've got two maximized magic missiles on deck. I've got a scorching ray. I've got a... And my fifth levels are where the other fireballs are. The big ones. The fat ones. Aren't they? Yeah, the empowered one. I have one empowered one of those. One empowered lightning bolt I'm going to do. Why do you want to know, John? What you gonna do? What you sending after us?
No, nothing like that. It was just being funny, because, you know, I know you like them fireballs.
Empowered magic missile, and I'm gonna cast a cloud kill. I don't care. I'm gonna cast one on them people.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care if it kills all of our allies. Yeah,
I don't care. I'm doing it.
You got walls. I mean, you're good.
Did you even ask, like, I mean, it's a rainy day. I don't know if it's a windy day. You may not be able to control the trajectory of that cloud kill.
It's not very windy. It's just a drizzle just coming so straight down on you.
So it's humid.
It's just
the worst.
It's gloomy.
Like 70% out there.
I check my app on my phone.
Do you want to be enlarged?
See what the real feel is.
Mine says 68%. I don't know if that's right.
Does O'Shea want to be enlarged?
Yeah, man. Do it now.
It lasts for 14 minutes.
I can't get out of this hole.
He misses the whole fight. How's it
going? Are we winning? Big ass fucking eye.
It sounds like Andre the Giant. Are we winning, guys?
What do we think about protection from evil?
Always good.
What do you guys think about that?
Always good.
Okay.
Just increases your...
Man, we sound overpowered almost.
Almost.
500, 600 people are coming after us.
One more and then I'm done.
Okay.
Wind wall. Third level spell.
Nice. All right. And now you guys did set some traps previously.
Some symbols. Yeah, some symbols.
We won't get too much into specifics with that stuff. We'll just kind of count those in when we start considering how the battles go and stuff.
I'm very curious to see how you're going to do this.
Well,
probably with cheating.
There's going to be a whole lot
of suspect math, guys.
A whole lot of attack rolls every round. No, I'm just kidding.
A lot of dice.
Like 900 of them.
Okay. Roll on.
He's digging out the birthright rules.
I got like a handful of D20s and I'm rolling on all.
Into a bucket and then count.
That's awesome radio. So you guys get your spells prepared. Do you want to check your inventory, O'Shea Jackson?
Or man, Corbin, I was just thinking, I got sword, axe.
If any of these dudes have healing potions of the upper levels, seriously.
Can we go to the commissary?
If they got anything for us, go.
Can we go to
the mushroom biscuits?
The what are you buying? Can we go to this guy and get some? Hit the store.
One thing you do know is that anything that the blacksmith or any kind of weapons dealer would have would pale in comparison to what you already carry in your duffel bags.
No, but if they got apothecary, where I can get some healing potions to have in the pocket for when the shit shit gets stabbed.
Did you use yours up?
Do you have any already?
I have two cure serious wounds, this says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
And This is 2-cure moderate. And 2-cure, I'm fine. And 2-cure light. I got a bunch of shit.
I don't know. I want to be overprepared.
Light potions to somebody who has like 18 hit points.
Yeah. Do you have any potions in your bank there, Colvin? In your inventory?
Anything I do. You might
keep track of and run.
Yeah, I do. Use? I'm not telling you.
John, remember that it's a new day.
So I can make it up on the spot.
Right.
No, I have not.
What is a cure more than critical wounds potion?
What does that mean? What is live forever potion?
What is a cure all of my wounds potion?
I got serious. I got 4 moderate. I got 5 regular.
You can pop them if you need them, man.
I got that. I still have my. I found it on my sheet. I don't know if I could told you guys, but that weird special potion that we were talking about last time that does all the different stuff. The
giant mango seed.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I found that on my sheet. I have never used it.
Nice.
I had to scroll to see it. So, like in a text box, not in a individual.
Sure. Place.
Anyway, yeah. So I might
remember that.
Bust that out in this fight.
So yeah. Do you? Don't forget any kind of other magical items you may have.
Eagle cloak. My snake. What's the mask?
Snake mask. It gives you a bonus versus opportunity attacks, I believe.
I got this potion of rage. I'm gonna probably break out, John. So get ready for that.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Let's give Colvin a quarter of the city for himself.
You have your monocle there too, O'Shea Jackson.
And my ring. But what's up with my carpet?
I'm just waiting for John to say it's time. Okay.
No, yeah. So you guys got your you got prepared. You're taking stock of all your stuff. You walk over to breakfast and on the way. O'Shea turns to Daelin.
Daelin, please, with the power of Shaylin, fix my busted, broken shit so I can win this day for Magnemar.
Fix my broken heart so I can fly again.
So I can love again, like Haz.
sing that old Mr. song and I'll consider it.
All right. These broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn
what's higher than falsetto?
Mariah. Dolphin.
John Bunger before he fixed his audio.
Yeah, right?
It's called break glass.
That's hilarious.
It was like that Star Trek episode where everybody was sped up and so you just hear like a buzzing fly.
Yes.
Okay, so the spell is called Make Whole, and it will repair.
I think Haz used that one last night.
It says it will repair magic items, but only if I have twice the level of the item.
Fuck. Cool. There's caveats.
Oh, shit.
Matt.
I think the exact wording was it will restore the magic. I don't know if the magic is gone. You didn't really
get into that.
What?
It doesn't work, at least, right?
Make Whole can fix destroyed magic items and restores magic properties of the item if your caster level is at least twice that of the item. Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Carpet of Flying is a 10th level
magic
item.
Oh, bummer. Yeah. All right, I go back to sleep for another 8 hours so I can put something else in that slot.
Okay, so you... would have known, obviously, yeah, you would have known it wouldn't work.
And you would have broke his heart last night instead of this morning.
Oh, there it is. There it is. A second.
However,
a second
Make Whole Greater, was that the one you wanted to prepare as a 4th level
spell? I
was
looking for a better one, but I couldn't find one. What level is that?
Greater Make Whole can fix destroyed magic items and restores magic properties item if your caster level is at least equal to that of the item.
Okay, well, what level is that? I can't find that on
4th level spell.
Oh, then yeah, I'll do that.
Can we please do that?
Yes. We take it away and give it back.
Yeah, that's not in the book, so you must
John, have you're that. Cheating for the right side this time.
It's not in the regular book, which is all I have.
Okay. Yeah, it's you can find it on the website.
I will replace Holy Smite with Make Whole Greater. Make Whole, well, it's already pretty big.
Has definitely used that last night.
Yeah. It says greater, you know, too. Like, it's just greater. It's just better. It's just
sounds a little too Trumpian to me, so I don't think I can cast it.
Make this hole great again.
Refuse. What about what about my strength? You know, it's still down. Did strength. I heal a point?
Oh, a point, 1 point every night you sleep. So did I'll you need like a lesser restoration or something? Or restoration? How probably. Low is your strength?
I think you need it.
It's three down now.
Yeah, you don't need strength.
It hasn't impacted me much. More of a
background
kind of. I will fix that for you, but
you need a potion.
If you don't mind right now, I'm not going to use the spell right now because we might need that more for something later. I do have a restoration spell, but it might be something more life or death. And I'll take care of that after this is over if we survive.
Yeah, actually...
It's like a fifth level spell, so...
Sister Galena...
Is she good enough to do
Mankover
that?
...is plenty high enough to cast a second level restoration.
It's a fourth level spell, restoration.
Lesser restoration is a second level spell. And it will deal 1d4. And she'll put her hand on your shoulder and she's like, I'm happy to help you, my friend. And give you three! Look at that!
That's awesome.
Cha-ching. I embrace her fully.
And I say, cup the booty.
No, I do not.
Give it a little. Women like that. Give it a little.
These tips.
It's a different time, you know?
You gotta play the role. You gotta role play the time, man. Grab that ass.
That ass.
Okay, Alan. Remember, Elizabeth has a question.
Yes. Remember the belt of mighty constitution.
Sure.
So mighty.
I still have it. Yeah.
I mean, unless you took it off and gave it to somebody.
As of John knows. Yeah.
Nobody else has it. Nobody else says they have it. Cause
no, I got a giant strength.
I clearly did not apply it ever.
Really? So you got more hit points than me?
Yep. I'm gonna in a minute. As soon as I
You could have gone even longer last night?
Oh shit. You fucked up. You fucked up.
You know when you're down to just your belt of mighty constitution, it's business. Yeah. It's business time.
Wait, what did you say? I have a belt of physical might. That's different.
I have a belt that holds up my robe.
Yeah. So, just what is it? Plus two, plus four.
I don't know. What is it?
I'll look it up.
They vary. You
so
can have,
useless.
There is a plus two build money constitution. Plus four, plus six.
Oh,
probably a
gosh.
Plus two though. So I think you've had that one for a long time.
You never applied it?
Are you sure?
I found the tweet. I found the tweet because I didn't put it. Yeah, I remember I tweeted a leather bear, and said Hazarmaveth looks like this. With his harness. I found it. And that reminded me that I had it.
This whole time he was wearing it wrong.
Yeah. He didn't buckle it right.
Wrapped it around his chest.
Yeah, silly head.
I see an enhancement for my intelligence, and that's the thing I'm wearing on the head on my head, but I don't have an enhancement for the constitution. I kept putting points in my constitution.
All right.
You kept putting points in your constitution.
Wow.
You know, when we rip.
How
we
often do we
up.
Even get to do that? Okay.
Once every four. Months.
Twice? Yeah, like twice or three times.
Three times at this point.
I wonder what I put them into. I don't remember. Nothing.
All right. So you guys are getting your shit straight. You go over to Ember Lake Brewery for breakfast.
Yes, say, please.
Elmar Gruber.
Can't keep anything down.
Cook us up some grub.
Everyone's really quiet.
Everybody is really quiet.
Very
Everybody's
somber,
really tense.
Very somber. Time to put on a show, guys.
O'Shea is rolling blunts at blunt
Who
after blunt after
arm
blunt
wrestle?
After blunt. And then fuck! And no, get a good arm. Glenn's
John,
here.
I'm gonna pull out the Rod of Wonder, and I'm gonna
point it at the crowd.
What?
Murder everyone on the
we
eve
don't know.
Of
we
almost
don't,
dying.
Light embiggen them. We don't know. That's the fun of it.
Maybe it will only embiggen their bottom half.
Seriously?
No.
Jesus, John, the last time you used that thing.
Come on.
Jason Ford, I'm so proud of you for pumping the brakes on that.
Yeah, no.
Like usually, it's... seriously is a trigger word for you. But you did good this time.
Just, it's like I just somebody run right through it.
It's like when somebody calls Marty McFly a chicken, he don't like it.
Oh. What?
Question my bravery.
That's how he sounds, right?
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Yeah, uncanny.
Side note, I found this.
Okay.
You found what? The belt?
Yeah, I found the belt in the listing of my buffs, but I never applied it
already.
That, and then I have it, Belt of Mighty Khan. It is a +4. I enabled it, but
I see the mistake. That's something different. The Belt of Mighty Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that just means that you are really good at like shell games.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
That's a different thing entirely.
I just never plucked the abilities plus con, that con thing. It was just enabled, but I didn't actually apply it to my stat.
I think that's a Star Trek build.
Yeah, Khan. Is that what you're saying?
Khan!
Did you when you were listing that enormous roster of allies, there were some wizards in there, weren't there?
Yes, there were a number of low-level wizard students coming up from Galduria, and you know that there is one faculty with them. It's probably like a fourth level or something. You know there's also like a somewhere around there mid-low level wizard in town that sells wands. That's a friend of Haz's from way back. He's one of the conscripted soldiers
listed. I remember this guy.
I was trying to think of somebody to take a look at this shadow armor that I haven't forgot about until I listened to the episode.
Oh yeah, the armor from Admiral Luana.
You said it was made of a different material, but we could not identify it.
Had a weird celestial vibe to it. Weird leather.
Yeah, I might put that on if it's neato.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I don't need my AC all that often anyway.
We're going to need new character art, John.
Do you?
Sorry.
Yeah, go commission somebody.
O'Shea has a really long-ass beard now.
Do you want to have somebody check it out?
Somebody.
Do you want to have somebody check it out?
I would.
Take a nap. Right.
I would like to.
Yeah, make it cool, John.
Have
I got an opening for a follower now that Gaylene got pissed and went off, or whichever.
Get that British kid.
Hello.
There he is. Yeah.
Hey, you can talk to. You can talk to Misaki.
Name's Misaki.
The wizardy, the bartender from Minkover that Dee Dee had a crush on. Because she'd be
too much.
Close by. You wouldn't have to go search anybody out. And
she could,
be a little detect magic.
Don't start saying in it, or we'll lose Jason Ford for the rest of the episode.
Oh, this is a totally different accent,
man.
Yeah, it's much much higher.
Oh, Cockney.
Hello.
We want a good roll here. No, she cannot. She cannot identify what this material is. She does not know. She's like, I'm sorry. Mystery. Okay. Weird leather.
I'm gonna wear it, and it maybe it will become apparent to me as things progress.
It kind of has a sheen to it, like a silvery kind of sheen.
Yeah, we can see that.
I mean, if it's like if it makes me look displaced or something, I imagine I don't really need to know that for it to do its thing. So,
no,
I'm just gonna. I already put it on. I'm gonna wing it. And
hopefully
it doesn't slowly make me evil or teach me shipcraft or something.
Hopefully it doesn't.
I mean, if it does, that's fine. I could play evil. That's all right.
Evil.
Put it on. It feels good. It fits.
Feels too good.
Feels a little too good.
Feels like I'm being caressed.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You feel very stealthy in this armor, for sure. I feel like you are a little bit quieter. You feel like perhaps you have a +5 bonus to stealth checks.
Ooh.
If I remember correctly, it was like a +2 studded leather.
Yes. That's what you told me.
Yeah.
So my AC did get a little worse.
Ah.
But,
worse? That's not what you want.
Yeah, it got worse.
Yeah, but you gain a stealth bonus from it.
Which
unfortunately makes me still, you know, not very stealthy. Yeah.
All right, and we're back.
And we're back.
So you guys are, you guys got your spells prepared. You heal the magic carpet of O'Shea Jackson. He can fly once again. Yeah. You guys go, you know your numbers. You go get some breakfast. You talk to Elmar at the Ember Lake Brewery. And Elmar says his prayers to Caden Kalian and says this is the day. Everybody's gloom. The sky is gloomy. Everybody's feeling gloomy. Everybody's tense because of this upcoming battle. The siege upon the city that will commence sooner than later, you believe. The glowing, like in the dusk light or in the dawn light, you see the still the fires of the approaching army lighting up the cloud cover in the distance to the north, and they're getting closer, not somewhere else, or
not so much. Shut that down fast.
And you guys are now joined by Lieutenant Commander Mabel Rothrock Garrick, and she's sorry. Let's talk strategy.
Reporting for duty.
Strategy.
The way I see it, as you guys can see the Wolfseer map here, I believe. Yes, yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
The army's coming from the north along the road, and like through the forest, from what you've heard. They'll probably come from both sides. There'll probably be multiple points where they will attack the walls. But yeah, you have a gate to the northwest there. You have a gate to the east. Yeah. You have gates to the southwest.
Well, we know where O'Shea wants to be.
West side!
And you have the lake. You have the Lamp Black River that runs right through the middle of the town, and they've built these chains contraptions that block off the river here. So that nobody will be able to just sail a boat right into town to do that way. But if somehow they got to the lake, you would have no way to stop any incoming ships. No fortifications, I should say. There would be nothing stopping them. However, looking at the big map, how would they get to the lake? They're coming from the north. You know, like, how would that happen? So you'd have to consider, would you split any forces to watch the southern docks or not?
We killed their admiral.
You've killed two of Graka's three admirals.
Yes.
Admiral Luana, and not before she assassinated the mayor.
Yeah.
And you killed Admiral Jackass.
That's pronounced Jackass.
Jackass. Jackass.
I like to push the button on my wristwatch that sends a signal to the dragon turtle. Like Jimmy Olsen to Superman.
Right.
Smart move.
I don't know how long it'll take to get here.
It looks like to get around to the lake, the only way they could maybe do it is to split off and go through the mountains and go down that river and out to the eastern part of Ember Lake and then back up.
Yeah,
like an awful long way to go.
Yeah, that would be tricky. Like, how would you get ships?
The only thing I'm worried about at all is that the one admiral we didn't kill
could teleport,
because he was a
Katawi, the sorcerer.
He was a magic-y guy, and who knows what kind of mass teleport crap that he can do.
Right.
Well, we should probably put some forces there, but maybe not us.
Do we want to give some of our let's call those NPCs that we have who have names our lieutenants?
Yeah, for sure. Or at least squad leaders or something. Yeah.
Red team, right. Go.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Kalina reporting for duty, sir.
Commander Garrick says to you, know, I know you all have experience. If you wanted to split these forces, I would welcome your input, and I would welcome allowing you each to take command at certain points on the wall.
I think I should definitely be on the wall because I have a couple of things that I want to use, like a wind wall.
Yeah, but not just being there, but commanding the forces, making tactical decisions.
Totally.
And issuing commands.
Like missile command.
As well as inspiring troops.
I know how much you guys hate splitting up, especially John Bunger, but he's not a player in this game. But I think this is a situation where we definitely need to split up.
Each of you is known well as a hero of the city. And have already done so much to save lives here.
Thanks, reputation.
Especially the conscripted soldiers in this...
Does this level us up?
Volseer.
This speech?
Especially the soldiers here in Volseer. You know, they know you and they would listen to you with great respect. You know, they don't know me. I'm new here. And I understand that. But as far as actually issuing orders and everything to the troops, I think you guys should do it.
Okay. I have designs to empower your best archers, but I don't necessarily need them to be with me. I just need them to be near me and within 30 feet of each other, at least 10 of them, because...
Put Haz in charge of the archers.
Yeah.
How about that?
So I think Haz...
I'll take that.
I think Haz needs to be in the eastern side, because that's where the terrain is open, and that's where archers will be most effective. Forces that come through the forest, it's not going to be as useful.
Let you guys know, I didn't put it on the map and I forgot to tell you earlier. Over the last few days, they have been cutting down trees near the wall.
Give them less cover.
Yeah, you can't give them cover all the way up to the wall like that. So over the last few days, all these trees within, 50 yards of the walls have been chopped. Okay. Up here in the northern orchard, to the forest to the west.
So I'm thinking, so there's two main avenues we need to defend, right? I'm thinking that we do need to split up, and we should probably have spell casting on both sides. So I think maybe me on one side and Haz on the other, and then you two split up in whatever way makes sense to you. And then I'll have Percy with me, but he can also play free safety because he's very mobile. And Kylesa could be with whoever, could be with the other group. So we can have like our three most powerful people, you know, in each group.
Then Kylesa with Haz, maybe? I want Rashmi.
Oh, there's also Rashmi, that's right.
I want Rashmi as some axe beaks, and I'll take Sparky, but I don't know if he'd leave you.
No, I'm...
Oh, I want Glenn. I want Rashmi and Glenn. I'm my squad. I want Rashmi, Glenn, and some axe beaks.
In the first round.
And we'll wherever you want to put us.
So before you go, let me enlarge you. You know what? Show me where you're going to be on the map, because I'm going to just zoom around and hit you guys as soon as I see the engaging forces.
As soon as the melee starts.
Yeah.
So if we could split our forces into four.
Yeah.
Four?
Do it.
And then, of course, maybe by sea, by the lake, but you doubt that that's a serious threat at the moment, at least.
That's the most serious threat.
Looking but at
John, I'll let it slide right now. When they come out in a fucking submarine.
Yeah,
nice. Oh, in the middle of the city.
We know it's coming. Yeah.
But that's fine. We can't do anything about it. The ship doesn't have the gun, right?
Nope.
No.
But does it have...
No, you were unable to... You didn't stick around Riddleport long enough, and you didn't revisit the guy.
Very distracted.
After you killed his coworker. After... Cloven one punch crazy eye Nadine.
Yeah. We're murderers and on the
that
run.
That ship has sailed.
I freed her of this world.
All right. Well, Dalen's going to set up shop at one of these two eastern gates with Percy.
Okay.
And possibly with one of the B list main characters, but I'm not sure who's left.
Him?
No, no, fuck him.
Fucking Gim. Meat run.
I have my dots, sir.
Kylesa.
I'll take Kylesa. But I thought
she should probably go with Quillen.
She's pretty high end.
Yeah. We make the best team.
All the hugs.
Every hug.
Don't you want to have Echo by your side so you can
the dolphin
protect her and keep track of her? Yeah.
The Dreamcast dolphin.
ECCO.
That game was fucking good, man. That swimming felt good in that shit.
Natural.
Man. Here's a thought. Here's a thought. You said there's some magic users that are in the town, or you said there's some magic users that was brought in from Magnemar or something, right?
Very low level ones, yes.
Yeah,
low level
some ones. Students and a couple. There, you have like maybe 3 or 4 like level 4 or 5 wizards total, and then a bunch of like, and then another handful of probably like 10 level one wizards. You know, students.
So, yeah, but they can cast off of a scroll, can't they?
Yeah.
So if I were to provide a scroll of stone skin, couldn't I send one of the magic users with the scroll and Quoven so that when Quoven has to engage, the magic user will try to cast stone skin on him there?
All right. So I'm putting you guys.
Has should take a hot rad. Doesn't he do arrow? Isn't he an archer with the Temple of Arastel?
Yeah. Whoever has this north west gate could take the Rastilians.
Okay.
Some archers and shit. So then there's two other gates, two other places you guys want to defend. The forest to the west and the walls to the east.
I take west side for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, with Glenn, if that's cool with her, I pick Glenn and Rashmi and Axe Beast. Are there tokens for everybody? Cool.
Yeah.
They're on the screen, listener. It's incredible.
Amazing. Holy shit, all of them.
Hundreds of.
Wow.
Yeah, a million tokens.
Is that Art Adams art?
Yeah. I commissioned Art Adams to do.
That's
and they all have different outfits.
George Perez.
We're just leaking money out of this.
Look at all the heraldry.
George Perez came out of retirement to do the backgrounds for us.
Fucking Quoven gets Kylesa.
Or Kylesa could be with Haz, and Jadis could be with Quoven.
Monk party.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm going to split this up into 4 things.
They got to run 4 games.
tabs on tabs. I don't want anybody sneaking up on us from the south. You know that would suck.
Yeah, I was just thinking, is there anybody halfway competent that we haven't mentioned yet?
What about the ship? What about the ship?
Yeah, you can keep your ship in the like hovering below the water, above the waters there, and they could quickly communicate with you guys, perhaps, or something.
And Percy.
Percy's with Dede.
Yeah, Percy's not with the ship.
He's powerful.
But Large Marge could come fly the ship to the closest, or to somebody.
Well, we'll put some kind of at least like force, here at the docks that can give us some time if there is an invasion from there.
If the ship was high up in the air, it could fucking give us
like as high up as we are looking down at the map.
Yeah, we could get some recon, do some scouting.
I just mean if they just show up there again. I'm a little worried about the sorcerer, but if they're already in the town by the time we know
about
him,
he'll show up.
Just put some soldiers there, and they could like do a fighting retreat.
Okay.
Back up to us.
I'm going to
Elmar could fight with
him. Why don't I create
protect his inn?
I will create a note for you guys. How's that?
A note.
Hang out. Remember these.
Here is a full list of everybody you got.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And I have I will the door knocker. That's an ally. as likes him.
That's funny.
All right, so start going through call names, and I'll write them down over here. So that's what I'm.
Okay.
So who's taken the monk, the monks, Sister Jadis and her students?
I'll take them.
Okay.
Monks on monks on monks on monks.
Okay. Who's taken Rashmi and the Axebeaks? O'Shea?
This guy. Me. Doug. Jackson.
And so, yeah, so those can count, like, you know, she can let soldiers ride the Axebeaks and they can count as, like, mounted forces and stuff.
I am riding an Axebeak.
Not your carpet?
I'll hold it. There's going to be a lot of things going on.
Okay. Then Misaki is like a fifth level wizard.
I think I'd like to take her.
Okay.
To get some higher level wizardry over on this side.
Okay.
I'm not offended in the least bit.
Let me add wand wizard. He's another fifth level wizard here. And
we're gonna need a new note.
I'm just editing it. It's okay. Okay.
Oh, right. Live
wand editing. Wizard guy.
All right. So we'll get down there. But first, Kailessa.
Put in by Hazwick and Bicker.
No, who wants?
Dede wanted Kailessa.
Again, I'd love to have her, but don't you want somebody else powerful over by you, Haz?
Let me add.
Percy, I mean, my ego prevents me from saying yes.
You're fighting an army, dude. It's really okay.
If she doesn't mind, then that's fine.
Let's put Kailessa over by Haz.
Okay.
Can imagine her in the chaos, like backstabbing the fuck out of everybody.
Just like doing cartwheels, stabbing like three people at a time, looking. Glenn Fizgig and his woolly mammoth.
I want to play as Kailessa instead.
I would like Glenn Fizgig and the mammoth, please.
So all the mounted forces.
All the animals.
Give me the animals.
No. Like an Ace Ventura over here.
If you want to be the Dothraki, then you over here so you can ride out to your death.
I begin to talk with my butt cheeks.
Penguins now come out of refrigerators.
You have a Grognak. His name is listening back to some stuff. I've called him Grognak. I've called him Gargamax. So his full name is Grognak Gargamax.
Gargamel.
Gargamax.
Wrestling
is a fantastic
champion of the prehistoric
name.
Demiplane. Nice. Grognak Gargamax.
Those guys are going to be most useful wherever the walls are breached.
Yeah.
To wade in.
Colvin, you want some wacky wrestlers, don't you?
That'd be fantastic.
See? All right.
All right.
Grognak.
Goes good with the monks.
I wrote Frognak. Yeah.
This is a grapple party.
Frognak.
Grognak.
Frognak.
And with dinosaur men.
And the New World Order.
And
new Dino Man Order. Okay.
Man, you guys, you're my friends, but I really hope we lose our friendship arguing over the door knocker.
Yeah. You're saying Radagus, Hot Rad, and the Erastal Archers.
Yes.
Smart.
Wand Wizard guy. So you want to add some magic to Quoven or O'Shea's?
He just shouldn't definitely be nowhere near Haz, or they're just going to bicker the entire time.
Well, with Haz, Daylan with Misaki, and then you'll have the wand wizard guy, and then like some, and then like the one teacher from the wizard school. You can split those two between O'Shea and Quoven, so they have some magic.
Right.
Yeah, I want wand wizard.
Wand wizard guy.
Take a wizard.
Wizard.
His name is Juan. Is that what you're saying?
It is not.
We call him
Juan Magico.
Sometimes we will eschew our natural names for our titles, for we step into the seat of power and names no longer pertain to us.
There we go.
So you could put Lieutenant Commander Mabel Rothrock Garrick. She could be on the ship or something to kind of bounce around, and
that would be cool.
She's got some experience.
You could have the ship up high, kind of get a bird's eye view of everything.
Yeah, the vaginal point.
Talk through a little bit more of this. I'm going to go let my dog in and real quick. I'll be right back.
Right, so we could have Noni up there and...
Yeah, but they're not...
Dominicus and so on.
They're not city guard. I guess that's my only point would be that she's an experienced battle lady that might be able to use that expertise in
redirecting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so it sounds like we just got to do a lot of powerful Braveheart speeches.
Roll some diplomacies. I have none.
And
I have.
We'll turn this crowd around real quick.
I bet a lot of wolf's ear kids were conceived last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we just got to make sure that they live to.
Let's make an orphan, honey.
I'm making sure I live.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hate to say it, but you know, we do have the airship
to escape on.
Things are, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Things are going real bad.
Yeah. I get back and you guys are making an escape plan.
And shit happens with you, John. We don't know.
Women and children.
Yeah, we're waiting for, you know, a crack in a head comes out of the bridge and
come out of that water. Just swim up in Ember Lake, crawl up on the shore and just...
That's also definitely going to happen is that something will pop out of the water.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Take care of it.
We'll take care of it.
Wouldn't do that.
See, that's confirmed.
MR will... My inn.
So I think you guys split up just about everybody, right? And then we'll just add up the soldiers and...
If somebody doesn't have a group to be in, then they can run to their nearest group to help.
Does anybody
protect the homes and just stay within the population and protect the homes just in case, you know,
so all of them. Can I ask this again, John, just to be real clear?
Sure.
I think you said that she was new and the Wolfseer citizens would probably not really listen to her. Did you say that the Magnapar soldiers would also not really listen to her?
No, they would, she would just order them to be split up and bolster your forces.
And take orders from us anyway.
Take your command, yeah, and then,
okay,
you know, if you...
But so yeah, we did settle on her being in the ship as our tactical liaison.
Kind of the overlooking everything. So and she would still kind of be like the general.
Right, she'd have the big picture. And we're going to use Percy as her messenger.
Percy, okay. That makes sense.
No, not Percy. I'm sorry. Did I say Percy?
Percy, yeah. Confirmed. Take your hand off the piece.
Yeah, no. Sparky. Also, I don't know if we told you this, but we kind of decided over time that Sparky has just gotten faster and faster. Like, every time we...
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, he's greased lightning. Literally.
Gross.
Greases himself up.
The chicks will cream.
That's what they said.
So you have, then when you split up the forces, you each have then a contingent of close to 80 soldiers beyond the bigger players.
Awesome.
And they're soldiers made up of, you know, a few low-level wizards, a few low-level clerics and stuff, mostly just...
Expendables.
Like NPC level, and then a number of trained soldiers too, though, probably about 10 each.
Can you make that number a little smaller and put like 20 or so dudes at the docks?
Sure.
So they're not completely undefended. And put the door knocker there too, whatever the hell he does.
Sure, go remove the door from the wizard's building.
We can send somebody to do that.
Come here, puppy, what's up? All right, so, all right.
Big Sherm, you're in charge of the lake detail.
Big Sherm
on lake detail.
All right. Gim, you go guard the lake, too.
Okay, sir, but,
go fishing.
I would like to stay on the ship and guard the, provisions.
the meat locker.
No one's going to be eating anything anymore if you lose here today again.
Oh, no.
And plus, just think about this. If you are guarding the lake when during the victory celebration, you will be right next to the inn. And the first one to get
dibs and buffet.
Yeah, first dibs.
Perfect.
The victory buffet.
Yeah. Set up immediately.
They're working on it right now. Already.
We'll be eating.
They don't know what hats to wear, though.
Let's hope we're not eating Griffin.
Griffin
not
Lord.
Eating. Yeah.
Why there, is it?
Trojan of Shaylin.
You still have that animated Griffin, that Griffin that you can animate and be a fighter.
Who, Bubbles? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in the arsenal.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Bubbles.
Hell yeah. Big old claws. Big old eagle.
And I have Fred, my pet Yeti.
Don't forget Fred. Fred.
Okay, so let me edit more.
Remember from episode 82?
No one remembers that far back.
Oh, I know what to do. I'm going to cast Enlarge Person, and I'm going to cast it for Miskers to hold as a charge.
Nice.
Oh, I thought you were going to cast it on Miskers.
Yeah.
And he was finally going to be useful.
Like Battle Cat.
Right, Battle Cat.
Yeah, right now he's Cringer. And then send Mr. along with O'Shea.
Yeah.
And then when shit go down, she can rub against your legs and make you large.
If she's not too busy smelling butts.
So Misker rides on the back of Glint Fizgig that rides on the back of the mammoth.
Nice. I love it. Please, some fan art.
Please draw. Yeah,
somebody.
Are you keeping your followers safe on the ship, or did you want them to come down on to the wall? Any of them in particular? Galen
and Echo are going to be inside the walls, but they are going to be tending to the injured.
Okay, so like a mobile
participants.
Okay,
a mash unit.
Mash unit.
Mm-hmm. Helping the any other clerics in the city to.
Sure, and maybe we'll adjust some of those numbers and do that with kind of. Well, okay, all right.
New Dynaman order, nice,
real good.
Okay,
all right.
This looks fine. Oh, how many axe beaks are there? Are there a lot?
Oh, was there like probably about 6 or 7 total?
We'll take them for 20 gold.
She can.
You gotta start high.
Let's say there's 8, and if she wants to, you could have like 2 axe beak riders per group of soldiers within your 4 groups or something. If you want to do that, or if you want to have them as one big group of cavalry.
Yeah, send out the axe beaks.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. They're all right now. They're all just within the city, which is kind of not very cavalry-ish.
Around. But I mean, yeah, I could say they breached the North Wall. And I could all run towards the north, you know.
Right, right. I don't know. Up to you, O'Shea. You sounded very excited about having that squad.
I mean, yeah, I think that they're as a family work better together. In my, my uneducated opinion, here on Team O'Shea.
They're also temperamental as hell and probably will do whatever they want anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they listen to people besides Rashmi. O'Shea can't get them to even look at them, you know.
Probably for the
best.
Can't
even get Rashmi to look at you.
Her too.
All right.
She looks at him when he's not looking at her.
But we won't tell him yet. We won't let her have her.
I don't know if he forgot that she, you know, was a 78-year-old man or whatever, but.
she's like, I don't care how many different people you've been.
I did them all.
Who's that character that we had for a while, and then after we fought the dragon, they left? Who was that character?
Rashmi.
Was it? No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was Rashmi.
Rashmi went through crying. She went through all the crying Eye Mountain with you guys, and then killed the white dragon, and you guys jumped to the elemental plane air. And
she was there when I killed it, John.
She rode off on the X-Beaks.
And unfortunately, we can't refute it because we don't have...
Last episode, that's right.
If he keeps saying he's going to rewire my memory.
So the morning goes on. You guys are working this out over breakfast. Lieutenant Commander Rothrock Garrick, she rolls out this big map of the city on the breakfast table. Oh, she spills some maple syrup on it.
Sorry.
She rolls her eyes.
That's sticky.
Nice.
And she has these little wooden blocks she's using as like to represent soldiers, and she's moving them around. And you guys are directing her, saying, "I'll take the dino men," and she's, you know, draws little frills on it and sets them over there by that wall by Clovis. She draws little wings on a big one. And she's like, "All right." And you guys are planning this out. And as you guys are getting this worked out, the doors burst open. Soldier runs in, out of breath. "Riders! At the road to the north. Northeast gate."
Oh, yay.
The main forces of the army are still a short march away, but the scouts are here.
Okay.
Now we order everyone to their positions.
And
scouts are here. Panic.
Not a drill.
They're throwing torches.
I fumble my will save.
They're trying to burn
the temple.
How did they get this close already? Can't throw a torch very far.
Because we were in the.
There are men in the fall even firing at them, but the sticky tar torches. The rain isn't putting them out. The fire isn't spreading well, but it is starting.
Just begun.
We send people to try to get the fires out.
Somebody stop this guy. They're not stopping.
Right. Thinking that
yeah. So hard. I'm just gonna keep talking until somebody does something.
Shake him.
I can summon a wind elemental, air elemental, whatever it's called, and
me cast mass cat's grace on
have it blow out all the have it blow out all the fire.
Let's fucking ring the alarm, battle stations, everyone.
I said that. That's what I'm saying.
So where are we leaving from?
Come out of nowhere.
To get to our positions, where are we leaving from?
You're at all the Elmer Brewery, and you'll have to take your places on the wall on the next Dungeons and Dragons.
It is time for bed.
Hell yeah.
Enjoy your night's sleep. Tune in Reverse Normals and watch us play Rather Saturday. Follow us on Twitter. Go to sleep. Figure it out in the morning. Nice rating. And enjoy your Z's.
Snore.
I am going to kill
vampires.
Sick. We're gonna get through this, guys. I promise.
It's the worst game we've ever fucking played.
No, I don't think so.
Have we managed to regress after 6 years?
Maybe.
I'm worse.
you're definitely worse.
All right.
I haven't cleaved for 3 years.
I've not cleaved in forever.
How does this work?
Let me remove the chatter.
That's fucked up.
Oh, well, there goes Jason Farrell.
There I go, where?
There goes Jason. No, there goes Alan.
There I go again.
Yeah.
Lost Alan.
Oh, Alan.
We are cursed. Did the dragon curse us as he went?
I think he cursed you as you left.
He done fucked us up.
No,
sorry for the interruption. Where were we?
That's right. Are we back? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Look, man. The world may try to slow us down, but like a dung beetle, we are going to continue to push this pile of shit up the hill until we get to the end of this fucking campaign. of Dungeons and Dragons.
Is this? Are we the pile of
new
shit?
I don't like that.
You know what I mean?
We're the dung beetle. The
diplomacy role.
I'm offended.
I'm Doug Michelle.
I'm a pile of shit.
Pathfinder clearly with Jason Ford, Alan White, Jason Farrell, pieces of shit, and our Danny John Bunker.
Dung beetles. No,
that's the dung beetle. Yeah. King Dung Beetle himself, John Bunker. John. What happened last time on Douglas and Dragons?
What happened this time on Douglas and Dragons? This is fucking Groundhog's Day.
We tried to start an episode last time.
Yeah, that was the last episode. I had a good time. 25
minutes of me trying to get reconnected.
I had a good time.
Keep it all in. Just let it translate. Don't even edit it.
Don't edit it even a little bit.
Yeah. I would save some time.